down in Dunedin during some spring training this week, we saw a glimpse into the future. And if you want to get excited as a Blue Jay fan, when Mike Wilner says when he watched Vladdy Jr. up close for the first time, and he says the ball sounds different off Vladdy's bat, and when you hear the comparisons of Miguel Cabrera, who is on his way to the Baseball Hall of Fame, how can't you get excited? And all the, I can't remember, Gare, and you can tell me, can you remember a time where the Blue Jays have had a pair of positional players that the fan base should be this excited about in Vladdy Jr. and Bo Bichette? Because I can't remember. Okay, Russ Adams, Aaron Hill to a lesser extent. But until then, I can't. Can you tell me when the fans should get this excited about two prospects?
I'm dialing back to 1986 or something like that. You'd have to go that far back. I'm drawing up this mental picture in soundscape of Wilner, you know, Vladdy making contact, and like angels are singing, or there are harps in the background, right?
Yes.
Like, to hear him enthuse like that is wonderful comic relief, really.
It is.
But I think this season is really casting forward and all about hope in the future and things like that, you know. And it's not avoidance or marketing or anything like that. I think that's the reality. You know, lots of teams that are not contenders sell hope.
Right.
Whether there's hope or not to sell. But in those two players and, you know, a couple others that we'll probably get to, you know, there is legitimate, realistic hope.
I think that's what makes this season really interesting, Mark, is because we have those blockbuster prospects on the way, especially Vlad Jr. when he looks like a generational talent. He's only 18 years old. He's turning 19 next week. Let's not forget the kid is only 18 years old, which is mind-blowing. But you have a team that should be contending for the second wild card spot. There's a lot more depth on this team. If the starting rotation is healthy, and that's kind of a big if, Aaron Sanchez, if he's healthy, it's not out of the realm of possibility that guy could be a contender for the Cy Young. 2 years ago when he was healthy, he had the best ERA in the American League, top five voting in the Cy Young. He's a blockbuster pitcher. Marcus Stroman's healthy. This rotation is intact. They can contend for a second wildcard spot. And then we have the Josh Donaldson story, because if they're contending, do they trade Josh Donaldson? Do they hold on to him for a playoff run? If they do trade him, what prospects are they getting in return to complement what they already have in the prospect capital in Vladdy Jr. and Bo Bichette? That's what makes this season so interesting, is they should be able to contend for a playoff spot, and they still have the cupboard is full of the future, which potentially could be really bright here in Toronto.
I mean, I don't think there is a bigger X factor in certainly the American League this year, maybe all of the majors, than Aaron Sanchez. And I know I'm looking at this with Toronto glasses on, but I mean, the guy pitched 30-something innings last year, and you're right, the year before that, he was the ERA leader. So, and it's not just that this guy's coming back from, you know, an arm injury or something that's typical with pitchers. It's just such a weird blister, like fingernail type injury that, you know, he could be 100% healthy, but if this thing just acts up again midseason, like, you don't know what's going to happen. So, you're right. It could very well be a bit of an up and down year. It's certainly going to be an interesting year, I think, but you're right. They have more depth with guys like Solarte and Diaz coming off the bench now, as opposed to, like, you know, name call up here from Buffalo as like the 25th man on the roster. So right. I think that they did some nice things this offseason. But I mean, Aaron Sanchez is just, to me, you're right. Like, he could be a Cy Young contender, or he could pitch, you know, 30 innings this year. You just don't know what you're going to get from him.
I'm nostalgic for those days when we talked about Aaron Sanchez and his innings limit. You remember that?
Right, yeah. Of course. You know, like, let's
limit. If you knew that he was going to pitch 30 innings last year, would you have been so like hard on the innings limit the year before?
But, no kidding. And when I look at the Blue Jays and Mark talked about some of the moves, they've added to the bullpen again. They grab another guy who's coming off a down year, but potentially could be a very useful arm in Tyler Clippard. It goes with all the other signings in the bullpen because it's so volatile, the bullpen in baseball. But to me, the Blue Jays have a nice setup. We know who the closer is, Roberto Osuna. And he's looked filthy this spring. That's a great sign. You think Ryan Tepera is more than likely going to be the eighth inning guy, and he's been really good for the Blue Jays lately. And then all the rest, you can kind of plug in the holes. I kind of like what they've done in the bullpen, Gare.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, I don't love it, but...
Oh, it's not...
It's a bunch of lottery tickets who have some experience that if those guys can kind of get back to their mean, I think the Blue Jays will be okay in the bullpen this season.
If I were a major league GM, I would be the guy who goes out and looks for previously used products, right? You know,
right.
like good used relievers and the like, you know, in terms of, and you're not going to land with everyone. Like that's a right. given. You just need one.
This bullpen could look completely different in July. We don't know. But heading into the opening day, it looks like it's kind of set. And like I said, I don't mind. Real quick, we got to run to the prospect I don't think we talk enough about, and he's kind of the forgotten guy because Vladdy Jr. and Bo Bichette get all the headlines, is Anthony Alford, and he was a monster this week as well. And he's a guy who we know if he can put that athleticism together, he could be a dynamic player for the Blue Jays. But there's something about Anthony Alford that I think a lot of fans don't know about that you can kind of fill us in on, Gare.
Yeah, I did a feature on Alford not last year, but the year before. And, you know, people know that he was a two-sport athlete, that he played college football at Southern Miss and at the University of Mississippi. But he was charged in relation to a gun incident on campus at Southern Miss back in an awful year. He was the starting quarterback as a freshman on a team that went 0-12. But if you think things can't get worse, along with his mother getting arrested in the stands, he was busted with a gun. He was busted with someone carrying a gun. It turned out that someone was his brother, right? Alford came from like really tough circumstances. And we talked at length about it. I'm sure if you search Anthony Alford and Gare Joyce and Sportsnet, you can find it out there, the story. But lived at his coach's. Not a lot of parental support. I pull for him mightily. You know, I'd make a case that if you're talking about pure athleticism, he might be the most athletic player on any team in any sport in this city. He is an incredible athlete. I'm so done with Kevin Pillar. Please get him out of there. Please. And get Anthony Alford in. He looked great even in his cameo last summer before he got injured.
Gare, he dives and makes great plays and everyone loves it.
He's fixed that hitch in his swing. Every year.
Yeah.
Every spring.
He can't take a walk to save his life either.